Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Tapestry by Nancy Bilyeu. Read by Nicola Barber. Chapter 1. I was once told that whenever I felt suspicious of someone's intent, no matter how faintly, I should trust that instinct. But since the man who issued this advice had himself tried to kill me, and nearly succeeded, it was difficult to know how much weight to give his words. I felt this distrust in a place where all others seemed at ease, as I followed a page through the tall, gleaming rooms of the Palace of Whitehall, filled with the most prosperous subjects of King Henry VIII. To anyone else, it would seem the safest place in all of England. But not to me. Never to me. Only 8 days earlier, I'd received the summons, calling me back to London, the city where I had seen much cruelty and death. I read it in my small house on the High Street of Dartford, where I had come to serve as a novice at its priory of Dominican sisters, and hoped and prayed to prove my worthiness to take vows and become a bride of Christ. But 2 years ago, by the king's command, our exquisite priory was torn down, and I was cast out with the others.
"This missive is from the King's Council, Sister Joanna," said Gregory, pushing it into my hands as if it were a loaf pulled fresh from the oven that was singeing his fingertips. Gregory was a clerk in the town. He married the vintner's daughter just after Candlemas Day, and his face soon thickened like a hunter.